The frog in the window will sing for you. The frog in the window will smile for you with his straw hat and his cane. And you know that you will not be the same, 'cause the frog in the window will dance for you. He'll tap out the rhythm in his bright red shoes. And if you ask why this is done, he'll say you're real when you will not be
alone. You are listening to In the Window with DJ Frogs on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives and more.
Yeah.
That was the Kippy Kids and Shake of Araby from the 1983 album High Performance. Everything in today's show is from UbuNet and is free to download for non-commercial use at ubu.com. That's ubu.com. Next, from the album 73 Poems, and I don't know if that means it was recorded in 73 or if there are 73 poems on the album, but it's by Joan Lee Barbara and Kenneth Goldsmith. And here are three poems.
Rudely, lovely,
mother,
nudely,
mother,
rudely,
some other,
me,
shrewdly, cover,
crudely,
dourly,
lewdly,
hourly,
nudely,
John Gotti,
rudely,
sourly,
screwly,
half hourly.
Cologne,
dourly,
Cologne,
hourly,
Solon,
John Gotti,
stolen,
sourly,
swollen,
half,
semi,
hourly,
colon.
From the album Ursinate by Ensemble Ordinature is Scherzo.
Lankati agir p orca 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 orca.
Lankati agir p Spica, 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 spica.
Lankatir agil.
Rum, runf, lonky, dr, rgl, lzu, len, dr, ll. Lump, dump, dr, ll.
Lankatir agil, rumpfdifto.
Lanky, tr, rgll. Zu, len, trill. Lump, tump, trill.
Lankatir chill. Pipi, pipi, pipi. Oka, 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 oka. Lankatir gul. Pi, 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 pi. Zwicka, 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 zwicka. Langtirkul rumrunf. Langtirkul.
Zwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwiwi
Langtergal, PPPPP. Oka, 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 Oka.
Langtergul, PPPPP. Zmuka, 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 Zmuka.
Langtergul, Zimulin, Trill, Lumpf, Dumpf, Trill.
Langtergul, Rumpf, Tilf, Tu.
Langtergul, Zimulin, Tri. Lumpf, Dumpf, Tri.
Langtergul, PPPPP.
Oka, 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 Oka.
Langtergul, pipipipipi. Pi. Zmuka, 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 zmuka.
Langtergul.
Rumpf.
Langtergul.
Next from I Don't Like Your Face by Furious Pig is Johnny So Long.
Yeah! What can the matter be? 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 What can the matter be?
Allen Ginsberg and Please Master, recorded in 1975.
Please Master, can I touch your cheek? Please Master, can I kneel at your feet? Please Master, can I loosen your blue pants? Please Master, can I gaze at your golden-haired belly? Please Master, can I gently take down your shorts? Please Master, can I have your thighs bare to my eyes? Please, Master, can I take off my clothes below your chair? Please, Master, can I kiss your ankles and sole? Please, Master, can I touch lips to your hard muscle, hairless thigh? Please, Master, can I lay my ear pressed to your stomach? Please, Master, can I wrap my arms round your white ass? Please, Master, can I lick your groin curled with blonde, soft fur? Please, Master, can I touch my tongue to your rosy asshole? Please, Master, can I pass my face to your balls? Please, Master, please look in my eyes. Please, Master, order me down on the floor. Please, Master, tell me to lick your thick shaft. Please, Master, put your rough hands on my bald, hairy skull. Please, Master, press my mouth to your prick heart. Please, Master, press my face in your belly. Pull me slowly, strong thumb, till your dumb hardness fills my throat to the base, till I swallow and taste your delicate flesh, hot prick, barrel, vein. Please, Master, push my shoulders aware and stare in my eye and make me bend over the table. Please, Master, grab my thighs and lift my ass to your waist. Please, Master, your rough stroke of your hand on my neck, your palm down my backside. Please, Master, push me up, my feet on chairs, till my hole feels the breath of your spit and your thumb stroke. Please, Master, make me say, please, Master, fuck me now. Please, Master, grease my balls and hair mouth with sweet Vaselines. Please, Master, stroke your shaft with white creams. Please, Master, touch your cock head to my wrinkled self-hole. Please, Master, push it in gently, your elbows and wrap round my breast, your arms passing down to my belly, my penis, you touch with your fingers. Please, master, shove it in me, a little, a little, a little. Please, master, sink your drawer thing down my behind. And please, master, make me wiggle my rear to eat up the prick trunk till my ass halves cuddle your thighs, my back bent over, till I'm alone, sticking out, your sword stuck throbbing in me. Please, master, pull out and roll slowly into the bottom. Please, master, lunge in again and withdraw to the tip. Please, master, please fuck me again with yourself. Please fuck me. Please, master, drive down till it hurts me. The softness, please, master, make love to my ass. Give body to center and fuck me for good like a girl. Tenderly clasp me, please, master. I take me to thee and drive in my belly yourself, same sweet heat rude you fingered in solitude, Denver or Brooklyn or fucked in a maiden in Paris car lots. Please, master, drive me thy vehicle, body of love drops, sweat fuck, body of tenderness. Give me your dog fuck faster. Please, master, make me go moan on the table. Go moan. Do fuck me like that in your rhythm, thrill, plunge and pull, back bounce and push down till I loosen my asshole, a dog on the table yelping with terror, delight to be loved. Please, master, call me a dog, an ass beast, a wet asshole, and fuck me more violent. My eyes hit with your palms round my skull and plunge down in a brutal hard lash through soft drip fish and throb through 5 seconds to spurt out your semen heat over and over, bamming it in while I cry out your name. I do love thee, please, master.
Next, Frank Zappa and the Talking Arsehole.
Hiya. How you doing tonight? All right, as you know, I'm not the kind of a person that reads books. I've said this before many times. I'm not fond of reading. But I have in the past made exceptions. And one of these exceptions was this part of the book that I'm sure you know called Naked Lunch. And I have received permission to read the part about the talking asshole. So, before I do, I discussed with Mr. Burroughs before we came out here some of the details that led to the construction of this section of the book. I asked him where he got the idea for this part, and he said that it was derived from the ventriloquist scene in The Dead of Night, if you know that film. And I had a little bit of trouble following that for a moment there until he made it all very clear to me by saying that it was like when you have a ventriloquist dummy and suddenly the dummy starts talking for you. And so, with that introduction, I start on page 132, and it goes like this. Did I ever tell you about the man who taught his asshole to talk? His whole abdomen would move up and down, you dig, farting out the words. It was unlike anything I ever heard. This ass talk had a sort of gut frequency. It hit you right down there like you gotta go. You know when the old colon gives you the elbow and it feels sort of cold inside? And you know all you have to do is turn loose? Well, this talking hit you right down there. A bubbly, thick, stagnant sound. A sound you could smell. This man worked for a carnival, you dig. And to start with, it was like a novelty ventriloquist act. Real funny, too, at first. He had a number he called the Better O. That was a scream, I tell you. I forget most of it, but it was clever, like, oh, I say, are you still down there, old thing? Nah, I had to go relieve myself. After a while, the ass started talking on its own. He would go in without anything prepared, and his ass would ad-lib and toss the gags back at him every time. Then it developed sort of teeth-like little raspy, incurving hooks and started eating. He thought this was cute at first and built an act around it, but the asshole would eat its way through his pants and start talking on the street, shouting out it wanted equal rights. It would get drunk, too, and have crying jags. Nobody loved it and wanted to be kissed, same as any other mouth. Finally, it talked all the time, day and night. You could hear him for blocks screaming at it to shut up and beating it with his fist and sticking candles up it. But nothing did any good, and the asshole said to him, "It's you who will shut up in the end. Not me, because we don't need you around here anymore. I can talk and eat and shit." After that, he began waking up in the morning with a transparent jelly like a tadpole's tail all over his mouth. This jelly was what the scientists call UNDT, undifferentiated tissue, which can grow into any kind of flesh on the human body. He would tear it off his mouth, and the pieces would stick to his hands like burning gasoline jelly and grow there, grow anywhere on him. Grow anywhere on him a glob of it fell. So finally his mouth sealed over, and the whole head would have amputated spontaneous. Did you know there is a condition occurs in parts of Africa and only among Negroes where the little toe amputates spontaneously? Except for the eyes, you dig? That's the one thing the asshole couldn't do was see. It needed the eyes. But nerve connections were blocked and infiltrated and atrophied, so the brain couldn't give orders anymore. It was trapped in the skull, sealed off. For a while, you could see the silent, helpless suffering of the brain behind the eyes. Then finally, the brain must have died because the eyes went out, and there was no more feeling in them than a crab's eye on the end of a stalk.
Now, it's way back to 1937, Olivier Messiaen's Ondes Martinot. You are listening to In the Window with DJ Frogs on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on TuneIn and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives and more. Now forward 50 years and it's Flautus Bocus Trio and Nana.
Yeah.
Tani comin risos nidate rislam
cane cane
rislam
cane
rislam ma
nella
io
sunne
nella sombro
sombro nella brullo
alla Pajarillos silbantes, aires y brisas callan mientras la cuna se balancea.
Prometé.
Duérmete, duérmete,
Me.
Pebro, 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 a.
Prono,
lu, mo, lu, su, lu, eisa, su, so, su, sito,
lalito,
a.
Langlia,
lang,
lang,
ei,
lang,
sueño,
sueño,
es. Ni, ni, ta, na, na, ni, ta, ni, ta, e,
ha.
Sila. Ni, nyo.
Tamie mino,
mino.
ne pula su se ti mi ne pula su mia nia se ti ni popi
nani
ni popi
nani nani
lancelomo furita la nina ti ni popi
nani
celale yari tatani comin risos ni date rislam
pincane
rislam
pincane
rislam ma
nela
io
sune
nela sombro
sombro nela brullo
alla
incapu
alla
incapu
bulli
incapu
ehi Alfarinos sin fuentes, aires y brisas callan mientras la cuna se balancea.
Arremete.
Espera.
Ma,
sonma,
sonma,
duérmete,
duérmete,
Ea.
Now, a few words from Salvador Dali, interviewed, I think, by Rex Harrison. Dali speaks.
I must say it's very interesting, having spent 3 years teaching Eliza Doolittle to speak English, to now be taught by you, Mr. Dali.
Thank you. Myself is very cooperative in your desire, and like a beginning for very simple things. For instance, one of the most important is the papillon. What is papillon in English? In your English, un papillon, the insect, you know.
The butterfly, yes.
Repeat.
The butterfly.
No. You listen to me.
Yeah.
Butterfly.
Butter, you know, fly?
Yes. Butter, the mixture of butter, the fly, and the E is the dynamic part of this fantastic insect.
Butterfly.
Fly.
Butterfly.
It's much better. It's excellent. Excellent.
Thank you. By George, I've got it. Yes.
The next day, after the people listen you and listen Dali, everybody becoming big influence of this kind of Dalinian English, as possible every week, the people try this butterfly. Everything becoming much more, plenty of amusement, much more dynamic, and inject in the usual life some irrational quality that now no exist, because the English becoming so foggy, yes, and so conventional and so too much.
Yes, well, I know that the English are very conservative people, but I don't know whether I agree. However, I'm here to be taught.
It's not necessary all day talking this language, but it's necessary beginning injected a little irrationality of Dalinian method. Now this papillon is very good. Now, like it very much, you try, for instance, Connecticut, but you put Connecticut in your way.
Yeah, Connecticut.
No. Connecticut. The cut is the more important. It's one interruption. Connecticut.
Thank you. Connecticut.
No. The cut is much more well.
Écoutez.
Connecti. A little pause. Connecti. Cute. Connecti. Cute. Connecti. Cute.
I can't get up that high. Try me with something else.
One other thing?
Yes.
How you like it? One other, you try now, one something you love.
Let us take Othello, shall we? Othello.
Yes, but already you pronounce in the right way, because myself like it the best. Otello.
Ah, Otello. Very well. This is wonderful. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Another piece of Ginsberg and the CIA dope calypso.
From history, CIA, as you all know, dope calypso. How everybody got all enlightened by the CIA. In 1945, China was won by Mao Zedong. Chiang Kai-shek's army ran away, and they're waiting there in Thailand today, supported by the CIA, pushing junk down Thailand way. First they stole from the Mio tribes, up in the hills they started taking bribes. Then they sent their soldiers up to Shan, collecting opium to sell to the man. Pushing junk in Bangkok today, supported by the CIA. Brought their jam on mule trains down to Chiang Rai, that's a railroad town. Sold it next to Police Chief Brain, he took it to town on the choo-choo train.
Trafficking dope in Bangkok all day.
day, supported by the CIA. The policeman's name was Mr. Fowl. He peddled dope, grand scale and how. Chief of the Border Customs, paid by Central Intelligence's USAID. The whole operation, newspapers say, supported by the CIA. He got so sloppy and he peddled so loose, he busted himself and he cooked his own goose. Took the reward for an opium load, seizing his own whore, which same he resold. Big time pusher, a decade turned gray, a working for the CIA. The whole operation fell into chaos, till U.S. intelligence came into Laos. I tell you no lie, I'm a true American. Our big pusher there was Fumi Nusavan. All them princes in the power play, but Fumi was the man for the CIA. Now Tubby Lafong, he worked for the French, a big fat man like the dying into wench. Chief of the Mios, he grew black mud till opium flowed through the land like a flood. Communists came and chased the French away, so Tubby took a job with the CIA. And his best friend, General Vang Pao, ran our Mio army like a sacred cow. Helicopter smugglers filled long-chained bars in Zhangquang province on the Plain of Jars. Started in secret, they were fighting yesterday, clandestine secret army of the CIA. All through the 60s, the dope flew free through Tan Son Hoot Saigon to Marshall Key. Air America followed through, transporting confiture for President Tu. All these dealers were decades yesterday, the Indochinese mob of the US CIA. Operation Haylift Officer William Colby saw Marshall Key fly opium. Mr. Mustard told me, Indochina desk, he was chief of dirty tricks. Hitchhiking with dope pushers was how he got his fix. Subsidizing traffickers to drive the Reds away, till Colby was the head of the whole world CIA. Subsidizing traffickers to drive the Reds away, till Colby was the head of the whole world CIA.
The rest of the show is taken up by Delia Derbyshire from BBC Radiophonic Workshop 21, released to celebrate their 21st anniversary in 1979. The tracks are A New View of Politics, Great Zoos of the World, Know Your Car, Talk Out, and Time on Our Hands.
Woo! well.
Well, you know.
Yes. I have kids.
And,
Well, speaking personally,
I feel that.
Talk out.
To end the show, here's two more by Delia Derbyshire, Environmental Studies and Nightwalker. Seconds to film. The past is all history, the future is a mystery, but now is a gift. That's why they call it the present. If you have been, thanks for listening.